Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
NFL Network analyst Kurt Warner in the previous segment, and I think he was pretty spot on about Shador in terms of taking a step back from the previous week. I think it'd be pretty hard not to take a step back off last week. I think what's interesting is just how much does this step back matter? Because I think when you factor in everything, I'm just hard pressed to bash Shador really at all, because it's like you made 7 or 8 plays in this game. I mean, without the other things going through for you, I don't know how much I can lay at your feet.
Yeah, and I disagree with Kurt's assessment of the idea that he was tentative. I didn't get that vibe from Shador in any stretch of it. Like, I don't know, maybe you had that vibe as well, but like he was still taking shots. Like, the multiple shots to Isaiah Bond tells me that he wasn't tentative. We watched him be tentative. Okay, he had that missed opportunity in the first drive, missed Jerry Jeudy a couple weeks ago in the 49ers game, and then he just kind of reeled himself back in. That wasn't the case really yesterday. Like, he was still taking shots.
No, and actually, I'm surprised I haven't brought this up. I thought Dennis Allen did an incredible job yesterday, the Bears defensive coordinator, of mixing up the post-snap reads, which I think, like, there were a couple times where I think Shador was maybe more likely to make a play, but maybe some of that stuff, it didn't fluster him.
Usually that's not his design either, which is interesting because, like Robert Saleh likes to do that. You mix up the pre for what it is for the post. Yes. But that was not Dennis Allen in what he typically does. He was doing it yesterday. That's not typically what he does. And so the expectation going into yesterday was he was basically going to present you everything and then you hit the easy spots and go. And really, if you pay enough attention to the Bears, they'll let you go 20-20. I thought the challenge was going to be in the red zone, and Dennis Allen did a really good job. He made it very difficult.
And I think, again, like, I think Dennis Allen treated Shador like you treat a rookie quarterback, which is try and confuse them and just slow them down a half step. And I think he had success with that. I agree with you, though. I don't think that's him being tentative. But I do think there's something, and I saw it in the response here. Response to Shador's game yesterday on social media, which was people talking about the turnovers. And the first pick was really bad. The last pick was just, I don't really know how much stock to put into that. If he had just put a little more air under it, it's a really nice play by him. I'm okay with him trying to make that play. So if we're ranking the three turnovers, mm-hmm. The first one's really the only one I have like a massive problem with. But to me, this is proof that everyone is drinking the Stefanski Kool-Aid, because Stefanski, after last year, instead of taking his ownership of the failure of last year, instead of taking the fact that, quite frankly, it was divine intervention of the complete failure of the Deshaun Watson thing, where vibes were never lower. Instead of doing that, Kevin needed to assign a blame for last year's failure. And so he went so hard into the paint that turnovers are the great Satan of our time,
right,
that he neutered Joe Flacco into a check down Charlie, mm-hmm, and it took, 2 weeks in Cincinnati to get the real Joe Flacco back. I'm not saying that he did that with Dylan Gabriel, but clearly Dylan Gabriel was hesitant. I don't give a rat's ass about these turnovers to a certain degree. I understand interceptions are bad. I understand fumbles are bad. Guys, I care about points on the board. And Shador made plays yesterday to put points on the board. Hey, it didn't happen because Jerry Jeudy and, the media, and it didn't happen because Isaiah Bond didn't come back for the ball. But, I'm looking for a quarterback in this environment. Can you be making plays? Can you consistently make plays?
Take shots.
Shador did that yesterday.
Well, and one of the bigger gripes it felt like the broadcast had that he just kept going back to Harold Fannin Jr. And it's like, guys, did you watch the Lions game at all yesterday? The Lions Rams game? Amon-Ra St. Brown had 9 catches in the first half for 130 yards. Sometimes these guys, you almost dare the other team to stop it. Maybe that was part of what Dennis Allen was trying to do, was he was just baiting him into, that's the third interception, was him trying to find Harold Fannin in a spot that it looked like Dennis Allen had been baiting him all day long to get to. And so the payoff is there 13 targets later. But if that's the biggest criticism you got, he's trying to find the guy that seems to be like he's open on every single play. That to me is not a criticism.
Yeah, and I just I said this early and I'll say it again. Some of yesterday's loss is on Shador. You turn the ball over and you turn the ball over without actually putting points on the board. He made the plays, but there weren't points on the board. Mm-hmm. So I'm cool with people go, well, one turnover. I'm still gonna, to me it was a 2 interception performance. I'm going to wipe the touchdown play that would be off it because I don't care about that play. It's a perfect throw. Jerry Jeudy has to catch that play. He's an NFL wide receiver. That's on Jerry Jeudy.
Right, it hit him in the chest.
But, okay, 2 interceptions, 0 touchdowns. So some of this is on Shador. I said earlier, I don't think he's the top 3 of my blame chart for yesterday. I don't even know it'd be top 5, quite frankly.
I don't even know that I want to go down the list to find out who the top 5 are before we get to Shador, for being honest about it. There's just a lot of bad.
One with a bullet is special teams.
Okay. And then we talked about coaching earlier, so I assume coaching's number 2.
Jerry Jeudy is number 3. Okay.
We're just going to go all the way through.
I will say, maybe this is part of...
The 7 players being injured is number 4?
I'll say this. I think that's fair, though. I don't care what the pass rush win rate says. If that stat doesn't match up to what your eyes tell you, the stat you can void that stat. The offensive line played as poorly as you could. They played like they had 4 backups or backups.
And you also have stats that are arguing against other stats too. Because for everyone that brings up the pass rush or win rate, I had to sound it out. I can turn around and then tell you how he had the second most pressures in. The first most in the NFL this week, and then the second most in back-to-back weeks. He's having pressure on himself. He is. But ultimately, ask yourself this. In start number 4, with 4 different backup offensive linemen starting, and the pass catchers being what they are, who could reasonably expect him to do anything in that game? That's what makes last week so remarkable, the fact that he was able to throw up 400 yards and was able to have that miraculous game. Those games aren't supposed to happen with this setup. They're just not. And I think we almost got away from that reality to a point where last week just fooled everybody into thinking that you should be able to overcome these things. This is not normal. What he did last week is not normal in any sort of way. It just isn't. You're not supposed to be what he was last week every single week when you have this setup. It's just not supposed to happen.
We keep having the conversation about what do you need out of Shador to carry him over into 2026 as the presumptive starter. I need to see him make plays. He did it yesterday. He didn't make enough to win, He made more plays than just about anybody else on this team. And he did so without a running game, an offensive line, a lead wide receiver who could catch, and a defense and special teams who were up to the task of what they were charged with yesterday. Is he playing hard? Like, is he playing inspired football? It doesn't matter what the stat line says. That kid never gave up. He hung in there. He was sticking in the pocket, which is what they've drilled into him that he should be doing. And do you have toughness? And I thought that kid, and it's funny, man, I tweeted out one of the plays and said, Shador's such a gamer, which to me is the compliment. You can be a great football player, you can be great this, but like there are great football players who aren't gamers. Just dudes who are sticking in a situation that is putting themselves at a bad disadvantage, and they're doing it for their team just to try and make plays. Shador did that. So it didn't look like the Titans game. I'm not here to tell you it was a step forward. It sure wasn't. It was a step back.
Which, as we've talked about a million times, progress isn't going to be linear with rookie quarterbacks. That's not how this always works.
But like of the basic bare minimum stuff, because the next level is, are you scoring touchdowns? Are you winning games? But of the bare minimum stuff that I need to see more of Shador on, I saw it.
Well, and it's good, though, too. I like the idea that fans are elevating their expectations and elevating their demands and their wants. This is how this should go. I was thinking about this within the Raiders game. The Raiders game, he had that massive play to Isaiah Bond, and that was really the only impressive thing he did in that game. One other really nice throw to Harold Fannin, but like, there was really the only impressive thing he did in that Raiders game. But everyone was like, oh my God, this is it. He's making a big-time play, making some big-time throws. He had two massive big throws. I'll count it three. Throw Jerry Jeudy in there as well. And like, we've become a little numb to it now at this point. It's almost we've gotten to the spot where we're discrediting the big time throws as if it's like doesn't count for some reason.
Well, but so I think it's fair to raise the bar, but I think the problem always seems to be in the NFL is how quickly you raise the bar.
And that might be part of the problem here is that we're raising it a little bit too quickly. Maybe we're expecting too much. I'll still go back to the idea. You have no run game right now, Nick.
Yeah.
Like, you have nothing. We talk about complementary football or being able to at least use the run to set up a pass or do anything like that. And it's just, you have zero run game at the moment with these backup offensive linemen. And it's like, it's an impossible task that it feels like he's put into. But I don't want to be the guy sounding like I'm just making excuses for him.
Well, no, but see, I think that's like, we can do all of this. We can say Shador took a step back as opposed to the previous week. We can say that if that's the performance you get in the final four games, it's going to be tough to make the case to carry Shador over. And we can also say that's as bad. Like, people are saying, like, oh, well, you know, Dylan Gabriel was battling the same thing. Guys, that's the worst performance we've seen from the offensive line all year long. Mm-hmm. And it should be. There's Joel Bitonio in four guys.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hopeful for Luke Whipler. He's a sixth-round pick.
And then KT Levinston, who Coach Riz's response back on how did KT Levinston play was like, well, I like him a lot in the run game.
Yeah, we're very lucky he didn't get popped for, like, four holding penalties. I think they just stopped looking at him because let's not do this.
How about watching that game and you realized every penalty that popped up, it wasn't even like, is this on the Bears? It's like, oh, so what do the Browns do now?
Yeah.
What happened on this play? It's become nauseating. And the penalties and the lack of a run game has just killed any chance of these drives.
So you can say Shador didn't play well enough to win yesterday. You can say Shador took a step back. You can also say that's the worst we've seen the offensive line play. Jerry Jeudy snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. The defense wasn't up to snuff. The special teams is the worst I've seen since 1999 from this team, which is saying something. I mean, think about that, guys. The 15, 16, 17 Browns, none of which were trying to win. They had more salient special teams play than this, and all of this is true. But the one step that's too far is, if you take it, well, I can't play. Okay, that's fine. You just don't want him to be the answer, or you just have never been open to him being the answer. That's, I think, where the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This all comes down. Man, I'm loving these promos right before every segment. Like this, we're 4 years away. Everything's doomed. Move this team to Baltimore, too.
The kind of like passively upset fan.
I don't know that there was anything passive about the last one.
I didn't pay much attention to it. I know most of them, they sound almost like they're like, oh, am I mad? Am I not mad? I don't know. I'm going to try
actually,
to.
Actually, we do need the I'm completely apathetic. Because I will say the one thing we have not represented enough is the apathetic fan today, because I have heard from a fair amount of you that are just like, oh, cool, I'm done. I'm checked out on the season.
Was one of the ones on the hotline earlier today that the morning guys played, was that actually Zach Jackson?
I have no idea. I didn't hear it.
And I heard it. I swear it sounded just like Zach Jackson. And they like made a call back to something Ken had said. They didn't reference it as Zach, and I didn't know if that was just supposed to be a nugget we were all supposed to know or not, or what that was. But if not, he's got like a voice doppelganger out there.
Did Josina's sister also hop in on the hotline?
Oh, easy now. Someone stop it.
Well, I know. I didn't know.
Stop it.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
I have no idea.
Team Zach Jackson, by the way. 216-474-0092.
That one got messy real quick.
Yeah, but it was entertaining.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it was fine for like an hour or two, I guess I was entertained.
I think if anything, it died down, and that really bummed me out.
Once Josina started going really hard back, then I was like, all right, I've lost interest in this. It's like the Bomani and, or not Bomani, the Pablo, Torrey, and Nick Wright feud that was happening. It was like, wait, when Pablo started pulling up receipts from 13 years ago, I lost interest. I was like,
Pablo.
Yeah,
that's why Pablo is so vintage.
But that's
Pablo.
Why Josina's Josina, right? Where it's like, she just took it a little bit too far. We're all kind of having fun here, and then it was like, no, this isn't it.
Yeah, I think the only problem is I never really got the conclusion. We had a really good first act, second act pretty strong. We never got the third act. I like resolution.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah,
I do. I like.
I was just hoping it's like it's John Cena versus Gunther. Like just let's raise Zach's hand.
Was that the fight yesterday that John Cena was in?
That was Saturday. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Saturday. Yeah. I don't understand it. Can you explain to me as a wrestling guy? Well, if it's fixed, why did they have him lose his final match?
That a lot of people are asking that. Yeah,
is that like an ongoing thing?
A lot
like,
of people are pretty upset that they had John Cena tap to Gunther.
Yeah, I don't even know who Gunther is. Is he the dude serving coffee on Friends?
No, that's Gunther.
Okay, yeah.
This is Gunther.
Big difference.
Total difference.
So like, but why is it that they couldn't have him win in his final, it's his final match? Let him win.
So the idea is he's trying to build up the next generation. The problem is, Gunther is a pretty big ceiling as a wrestler. You could have chosen, like in the vast sea of really talented young wrestlers, they chose a guy that's like, he's fine.
It's like Patrick Mahomes' final game being a loss to Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
Yeah, exactly.
Don't love it. Yeah. Like, don't love that arc.
Yeah.
Give him the win against Josh Allen.
Or Justin
and then go
Herbert.
Out. Whatever. Give
Justin
him a good
Herbert.
One.
Drake May. Hell, Drake May's pretty darn good, right?
Not a loss to mid Gunther.
It's Gunther, let me tell you. But WWE fans, they were booing Triple H. They were chanting AEW.
Is Triple H the one that writes the scripts these days?
He is. Yeah.
Paul Levesque. I'd boo him too then.
Yeah.
Although he's the one that married Stephanie McMahon, right? Yeah, that was nice. I had a crush on her as a child.
I watched
wrestling for 1 year. And I got
was it a good year?
That was like the year it was like when Kane was like the big guy.
Yeah,
like that. Like Kane Undertaker. That was the year they had the match on their parents' grave.
Oh yeah.
That was that year. Yeah. And so I was like, that was a good year. I was
98, 99.
That was when wrestling was hitting its stride, right? But Stephanie McMahon had it going on.
Very smart. Very smart executive.
Yeah, I was a fan of what was going on there.
10 out of 10. Absolutely
talented
would.
Performer. 216-474-0092.
Kind of looks a little like Tate McRae.
Don't hate that.
What do we think
you?
About that take, right?
Yeah, don't hate
that.
That's a quality take right
just
there.
Just came up with the top of my dome.
Just looks very talented.
Yeah, all right.
Like, good singer. What do you guys think about John Cena getting beat by Gunther? 216-474-0092. I will say, the thing that to me stinks about this time of year is there is a point where we all get to where if we're not apathetic, we refuse to accept anything fun or good. And I submit Myles Garrett, where Myles Garrett had one sack early in the game and then obviously gets a second sack, which was then turned into a half sack in the, what was that? Was that the third quarter, I think?
Mm-hmm.
And so, to me, I was really happy for Myles. Like, to me, this season has been so good. He's been so good in the stat that counts more than anything with how traditional folks value football, that it has. We've gotten to a point where I'm so impressed with what he's doing that I'm totally over what happened last offseason.
Your setup there made it seem like you're almost like dissing sacks in a way.
No, but I think sacks have kind of gotten properly placed but almost devalued to some degree because of all the other pressure rates and all the QB
well,
hits and all that other stuff.
Better ways of doing this is all. You know, it's kind of like it feels in a way almost like in baseball talking win loss for pitcher.
Understood.
You
but
know? Like it's never bad to have a 20 game winning season, but it also doesn't mean you're the greatest either.
But I made that point where I was like, you know what? I can't wait to watch him break this. Very excited. And the amount of people are like, he's chasing sacks despite in spite of winning, or who cares, as if because the Browns are bad, Miles Chase for history doesn't mean anything. Guys, we can have some perspective on this. We can talk about Shador's good moments and also say that Shador wasn't good enough yesterday. We can talk about Miles chasing the sack record and the fact that now it feels like fait accompli that he's going to get it without saying that it's better than like a 14-3 Browns season.
It's just a fun little way to end the season is all. I'm not looking at it really as anything more than that. But I told you last week it didn't really bother me if he was hunting sacks. But there's no proof of that on tape, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, there just isn't. There's no proof on tape that he's just specifically hunting out sacks and that's all he's trying to do. So I just kind of reject that notion.
Can we also say, I think we have enough proof right now that the NFL is trying to right the wrong on the Michael Strahan play, where Michael Strahan got the sack record on basically Brett Favre giving him one, business decision.
Moose couldn't contain himself as they all didn't understand the rules of the NFL, and they were thinking to themselves, like, did he just break it in the lamest way imaginable? And you could even see Miles. I don't know that Miles actually knew that he didn't break it in that moment, because he kind of looked like, oh, that's how that's going to happen?
So I don't know that refs are paying as much attention to that if the sack record wasn't on the line. I also think that most times that the second sack that he had is called a full sack. Him getting there,
I think so.
If he wasn't, but like it was apparent with the way yesterday was officiated from the sack record and the way it was scored that the NFL is, if Miles breaks this record, it will be the most legitimate sack record or the most legitimate record in NFL history because they are not going to allow it to string in the wind like Michael Strahan's has.
Well, you couldn't have the tape of it being something as lame as what it was. And again, even still, like with Justin, with the play with Caleb Williams, like, you have to have possession in order for it to be called a sack anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So like that was in the rule book.
No, it's right.
Like that is how that works. No part of that was faulty.
Nope. But you can tell that was top of mind because of everything
else. It would have been really lame. I don't know why I want it to be a really cool sack. I mean, I know why, because we talked about it. Well, I know, but like, well, at the time, didn't we think it was?
Nope. We knew by then that he had, it was, well, I don't know if the broadcast knew, but it was on Twitter.
I'm going back in real time now. I'm trying to.
It was on Twitter that it was.
They were acting in, I avoided a lot of Twitter yesterday during the game itself, but like during the broadcast, they were setting it up because then they even played Strahan's sack and they had insinuated as if in that moment that would have been it, even if we obviously know then it wouldn't have been it. But in the moment, if they would have thought it was it, that would have been a bad way to go.
Yeah, Miles definitely didn't know because nobody, who the hell's going to go in that game? Go to Miles and be like, hey, Miles, they declared the previous sack.
He marched right up to the press box and punched the guy in the face.
I don't think he'd stop there. I think he'd just start punching everybody in the press box just to let off some of that steam.
So he did. He did seem, by the way, and he seemed in recent games, but in yesterday in particular, he did seem like, for the people that are saying he's just hunting sacks, he can't beat those charges when you see his reaction to getting them.
Well, okay, but at the same point, we're seeing a lot of effort on chase downs. You're seeing a lot of effort against the run game. I think that's the only thing that I take umbrage with as a guy
I don't think he's hunting sacks. Again, the tape tells you he's not hunting sacks, but like it is like the how excited he is, as if it isn't just a sack in general, as if this is like a big production to do. I like, you can read into it that he is very aware and he's very much in the sack business.
Yeah,
right now.
But I think if the Browns were 11-3 instead, nobody would say that. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're like, Miles is celebrating it because again, we're punishing Miles. We're not we, but some of us are punishing Miles because the Browns team is booty cheeks.
Yeah.
Which I think at some point is wildly unfair considering how just incredible he's been this year.
I mean, he's got like the different sayings on his different, not only is it the 25 sacks total still on there, but he's got the different sayings in Japanese on his arms. And he's doing like these pregame interviews where all he's talking about the different ways of being inspired and motivated. And I'm not shocked that for a few amount of fans out there, it is ringing a little hollow on a 3-win team.
I think it's just haterade.
Might be, but I think fans. Well, I mean, yeah, but fans are mad that you're a 3-win team.
Yeah, but again, what more can Miles do? Right? And even Miles has tried to be a better leader this year. I don't know that it's Landon, but Miles has tried to be a better leader this year.
The point I would make is that Miles shouldn't have to try to basically beat down his excitement because he's on a 3-win team. And this is the part, and there's a lot of football coaches that will absolutely hate this commentary. I'm thinking of Coach Riz right now as I'm saying it.
Yeah.
But like,
can't wait to taste that succulent burger, Coach.
Individual stats and individual numbers do matter to these guys. They do. Like, and I know we don't like to hear that, but like, I'll never begrudge a guy if he has a 1,000-yard reception season or 1,000-yard receiving season and then wants to celebrate it, especially if it gets him a bonus or something. Like, I just, like, that part of the game, I just don't, it doesn't bother me.
I was having a succulent bacon cheeseburger. 216-474-0092.
Once I said Japanese on my arms, then you wanted to work something in there, huh?
No, you said succulent. When I said succulent burger, you got me there. How much should we celebrate Miles' pursuit of the sack record? Jim in Cleveland, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Well, I want to do something that Kevin is afraid to do. Bubba, you're fired. Hmm. There, I did it. The other thing is, a couple things. I don't understand why we should just go out and get Josh Cribbs, make him special teams coach. He'd be great for it. And I want to talk about a couple other things. Remember when we had Schwartz, the fastest guy in the NFL? And it always puzzled me for a second, that how come he's not doing punt returns? Oh, that's right. He can't catch, but he's a wide receiver. Well, we've got a guy just as fast and he can catch. Why isn't he running punt returns back? Why isn't Bond running punt returns back? I don't get that, so maybe you guys can find that out. Then a couple other things. Jerry Jeudy, there's a new thing out. It's called curls. Make your arms stronger, all right? Instead of getting it ripped out like I used to do with my little brother. And Shador looked great. He's playing with a broken line, and nobody can catch the ball. And Garrett's a superstar. That's what I got.
Jim, we appreciate you. I feel like
that was a five-hour show condensed.
I feel like there's multiple points where we could have just done the have some Senka in there. We got some Maniscalco in there.
Yeah.
Jerry Jeudy, you heard of curls? Have some Senka.
I feel like we have every caller today has been in 75 different directions.
Love it. I gotta tell you, like, I prefer
that.
Are we
all space cadets today? Because I'm very spacey today, I feel like.
I am too. I think it's a stinking weather. This weekend just totally discombobulated me as a human. But I will say, I'd prefer the in 25 different directions and still caring. Like, if you're, mm-hmm. and I've had, listen, I am not judging you. That's, I don't want to hear any, I'm not judging you. I don't want you to hear that if you're apathetic. It is your, if you want to tap out like John Cena at this point, to old Gunty Gunty, you can do it. But I don't know what to do with that. Like, I can't ever, I've never been apathetic as a fan. And 15, 16, 17, guys, I cared. Right, I didn't care about the same things, meaning wins or losses.
I came really close yesterday in yesterday's game.
No, it's hard to watch. I didn't enjoy it, but I couldn't check out.
I mean, I just we only get so many of these. That's why it's really hard for me to check out in total. Yesterday definitely questioned that. Because the game is going nowhere. It's an absolute blowout. Doesn't seem like there's much hope on the horizon. At least we have Shador for the next three games. That'll be enough to be like exciting and starting to see what the offense is going to do. But even if like you build upon this offense, Nick, you know where this is going. I think it's because the reality is that there's zero chance Stefanski comes back after this year. So you're building upon what? You're building upon what to impress a different head coach? Yeah. You know what I mean? That's where it becomes really hard for myself.
216-474-0092. How much should we celebrate Miles' pursuit of the sack record? And a little bit of news to pass along here. Ohio's own former Oklahoma coach, former NCAA football champion, Division I, former 2023 XFL champion, Bob Stoops, announces full retirement from coaching in football.
You had me worried there. I was going to say that it was too much of a lead up to then be like, this guy's died. I felt pretty good. It was just a retirement thing. But then you said Bob Stoops. I really didn't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Really didn't know.
Does feel like I think you were worried it was about to kill off Bob Stoops in the previous segment.
I thought you were, yeah. I really did. I got worried.
I just would like to send my thoughts and prayers, not to the family of Patrick Mahomes or Patrick Mahomes himself for tearing his ACL, ending his season and impacting next year, but I would really like to take all my thoughts and prayers and just send them out to the media members who acted like the NFL died yesterday when Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL.
Well, it was very interesting news. I listen, it will be less interesting without Patrick Mahomes.
And then
we got to see how long this thing lasts, too. Like, think about the runway Josh Allen has for this upcoming postseason, by the way. There's going to be no Joe Burrow. There's going to be no Patrick Mahomes.
Might not be any Lamar.
That's the other part of this I was going to bring in the equation. And then even if you do have to face the Steelers, it'll be with a 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers. Like if he doesn't get this done in the AFC this year, I don't know that you're ever getting it done.
Let's look at Josh Allen's life here. Marries a wonderful Hollywood actress,
and
Haley Steinfeld.
Knocks up Haley Steinfeld.
Knocks her up. And now the good Lord single-handedly reached down and knocked out at least two of your three biggest adversaries in the NFL out. The Lord is paving the path for you here,
guy. Is it paving the path, or is it really about to hit reality and just have it slap you in the face?
That'd be the funniest thing in the world if Josh Allen still topped out like the divisional round.
It's like on the table. It's very much on the table. He's got this great team, but it's really more James Cook than it is anything right now, that run game. There's a lot of good things happening with them, but like this is what he's been waiting for the entire time he's been in the league. And they could still end up losing to, like, I don't know, a very injured Chargers team in Justin Herbert.
But I think this might be enough Sean McDermott fired
if they don't win. So if they don't, then this is endgame. This is it. Yeah. It's over. And so then it opens up that path that we actually do have to dread as Browns fans, the idea that Stefanski would end up in Buffalo and be gifted Josh Allen to have so many people just wax poetic about how great he is, when in reality, he's not great at all.
I was in Philadelphia, so I know exactly about, we'd make some.
Well, I mean, replacing Sean McDermott with Kevin Stefanski is you're basically just swapping out the same person, just different. One does defense, one does offense.
I don't know. I think Sean McDermott might be more of an actual leader.
I don't get that vibe.
He likes to yell. He's also, by the way, he's also, I think, from Philadelphia.
And he's got like that cool
pregame speech.
He's got like
really great, Nick.
He's got like that cool story about him with the snowmobile and being basically had to be saved in a snowstorm once by a random Bills fan. But like he's the defensive version of Stefanski.
I mean, listen, the amount of conversations that this led to yesterday with people with me of like, all right, who you got? And it's funny because the Chiefs were not, because they lost this game, they weren't making the playoffs regardless. But it was the finality of this with the injury where it felt like, despite nothing really changing yesterday, other than we're not going to watch Pat Mahomes the final three meaningless regular season games. Nothing really changed yesterday with this loss other than him being out for the rest of the season, but yet it still felt like the entire NFL opened wide.
Well, that's because look at the last two seasons. Mahomes' numbers weren't great, but his postseason numbers were. Yeah. And in the postseason, you could never count out Mahomes in the postseason. He just has that it factor. He's got everything you would want in being able to make something out of nothing. And so, like, you had to be fearful of that. Now you just don't have to be. And so if I'm like Drake May in year two, trying to pull off a Joe Burrow who made the Super Bowl in year two in Cincinnati, doors open. Like, just step right in. Like, there's nothing really standing in your way.
You know me. I do not co-sign this kind of thinking. I think the Chiefs might be the one team that if they just said, hey, we're going to give Gardner Minshew a chance to play out the string here, but We're going to shut down Chris Jones. We're going to shut down this guy. We're going to shut down this guy. I wouldn't hate it. And simply because this next year, and it might be 2 years, but this next, at least this offseason, if you can get the 10th pick in this draft, you're going to find a tackle. You're going to find an elite wide receiver. Like, the things that they need most on the offense are the things of which there are an abundance of if you're picking early enough in each round.
It's just not how they think. It's not how they operate, but it is interesting. That's what I was thinking about earlier, like that idea that if you could go pick number 10 this year and then pick number 10 next year, how valuable that'd be for the return of Mahomes and just do like a reset season. And Chris Jones, his final year, his money goes off the books after next year. Yeah, Travis Kelce retires, so his money's then off the books. And like you have all these things that would just work in your favor. And then you start act number two for Mahomes.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, like...
Basically a fresh start.
Like, with Brady, I know everybody says, like, oh, he had two acts. No, guys, he had three. there was the first team, then there was the middle run, and then there was the end run.
Well, the middle run, though, was 10 years of not going to the Super Bowl is the problem, or winning the Super Bowl.
No,
so, like, that's why people break it up. But, like, it is if you could have Mahomes have this time where you just get a year to reset the books, and then you get back-to-back years of top 10 draft picks, like, there's so much value in that, like a reset for a superstar. But he needs it. He needs it. The past couple of years, they have not done him any favors. He needs something like this. I just don't think they're going to go that route and do it.
Did something just happen with Rhys Hoskins? I'm asking because I just got a text about whether Rhys Hoskins...
Was this Mac?
No. For once, it's not
Mac. On his off day, texting you about Rhys Hoskins?
Tweeting me about Rhys Hoskins. Okay, so I'm not saying anything. I just got a text from somebody who usually is pretty on the ball about this stuff, and he just texted me something about Rhys Hoskins. All right, so I'm not saying anything. Just to be clear, you're not saying anything either?
No, I haven't really typed in Rhys Hoskins, though. I'm like, I'm at the point where I have to remind myself that he spells his name in a really funny way.
R-H-Y-S.
Yeah, I know. That's like, who would think that's, I mean, it's always been that way. It's just one of those things you have to think about.
All right, quick sidebar. That's on me. We'll see if Rhys Hoskins does anything.
That's
here.
All right. While we're talking baseball, your guy Garcia went to the Phillies today. Very affordable, too.
Between
$10 million deal. Like, that's not bad
Adolis
at all.
Between Adolis Garcia getting 1 year $10 million and Lane Thomas getting 1 year $5.5 million and the Guardians.
I would have totally had Garcia here for $10
million. Yeah, me too. And here's the thing. Is it just some iteration of Carlos Santana where you're like, man, if he outperforms what he was last year, it's a huge win. Is it a gamble? Yes. With that kind of power, I would have gambled on Adolis Garcia.
For sure. For sure. I don't see anything here with Hoskins.
All right.
It's just the first base market just continues to kind of just thin itself, though.
I mean, in fairness.
Goldschmidt, Hoskins, France.
In fairness, Josh Bell going to Minnesota does nothing for me. So I think we're okay. Coming back to.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with Josh Bell.
Mahomes, I think it's going to be interesting to see how the Chiefs do this. And whether it's true or not, like if we just end up Matt Stafford versus Josh Allen in the Super Bowl.
That's a great Super Bowl.
It is a great Super Bowl, but...
Josh Allen versus a bag of donuts is a good Super Bowl.
Well, I was going to say, I think it might actually be better for the NFL than... I don't know about Drake May because he plays in such a huge market. Who was the other... Bo Nix versus... who is the other quarterback from the NFC? Oh my gosh, this is great radio, by the way.
I don't know who you're going. I can't read your mind.
It's from the NFC.
I don't know.
You start
Sam Darnold?
Naming young quarterbacks.
Sam Darnold, is that who you're going
yes,
for?
Oh, yes, thank you. That's actually who I
was
thinking
about. I was
trying
to think of the worst NFC quarterback I'd want to see in the Super Bowl, and that was the answer.
Bo Nix versus Sam Darnold, and we're all a lot more invested in the Bad Bunny halftime show than we are right now.
And I'm not invested in that at all.
Oh, I'm going to watch a little, my God, what's it?
The Puppy Bowl?
I didn't know if we were going to watch the alternate Super Bowl show that...
I just don't know any Bad Bunny music. I don't care one way or another. It's still a halftime show. I'll watch. I couldn't name you a Bad Bunny song to save my life. Could you?
Yeah, I'm a Bad Bunny, as I believe.
Is
one
that
of the
name of it?
we're laughing. We're having
fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.